Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift with Mike, Bo, Ali Mack, and Dylan, and we are going to cover the NBA Finals, that horrific injury that we all saw. But before we do that, Mike, you are living the Dink life this week. How does it feel?
Living the dream. Dink life. You never heard that? Dylan's like, what is that? Double income, no kids.
Oh.
The Dink life.
You're living it, Dylan. That's how you can afford to go to Trader Joe's and spend like $500
a
week.
Well, I thought you were going
to
say Brazil.
It's not $500, but you know.
Well, same.
No. Yeah.
Brazil was actually very cheap, and I loved it.
Yeah.
That flight wasn't cheap, brother. Trust me.
My wife and I dropped our kids off in Montgomery yesterday, which is halfway between my house and my parents' house. And, they're going to be down there for a week, a little grandma camp, and hanging out with my parents. So, it's just a weird feeling. You get back. My wife and I liked each other yesterday. You know what I mean? It's one of those things where you start reverting back to when you were dating. You're like, hey, you're not so bad. You know, you're a pretty cool person. I guess that's why I married you.
I think it's revert, right? I mean, I know we don't have two, and we're not as advanced in the parental stages as you. But I think right now Amy actually likes me better with
the kid.
Because she's like, oh, you know, I think because she – can see the benefit of maybe me being around.
Yeah, she's like, well, yeah. And y'all have been married longer than we have. But yeah, it was just funny yesterday getting home. I'm like, man, what should we do? I'm just looking around going,
right.
We should do something. And then she's like, I don't want to do anything. I just want to sit here. One of the activities we did do, I'm going to talk about during Mic'd Up later, which was absolutely hilarious. We tried a viral trend that I had not heard of, but she wanted to try it. It was absolutely hilarious. So I'll map that out for y'all and Mic'd Up in a little bit.
I'm very excited to hear about that, but let me get this straight. So kids at home, we're going to go party at Ormsby's. No kids. I want to do nothing.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Yeah, this shit. And I'm like, man, I'm about to DoorDash some food or something. Like, I don't even know what's going to go on right now. So it was a lot of fun.
7:40 is when we're going to get that story in Mic'd Up. But last night was Game 7 of the NBA Finals. Thunder won over the Pacers. Unfortunately, Tyrese Halliburton did suffer an Achilles injury in the first quarter. It just hurt to watch that. You see him go down, immediately start pounding the court. But for the Thunder, SGA had a great game with 29 points, also named MVP of the Finals. Jalen Williams added another 20. Final score, 103-91. Did you guys watch that injury?
Yeah, the race had just ended, and I was over at my buddy Bristow's, and we turned it over immediately, like, to the game. I didn't think the game had even started yet, because I was lost track of time, and so we're watching, and he goes down, and I'm like, oh, his ankle's bothering him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, but man, like, why is he so frustrated? Because, I mean, he can get, you know, we can retape it, right? And it's going to be fine. So they show the replay, and it was the sniper effect. Like, you know, the Achilles is like this. When you have an Achilles injury, it's like you're just running in a battle, and then boom, a sniper out of nowhere comes up and bites you. And you could Yeah, I could see the pop. You could see the ripple.
It's like a shoe came off.
Well, yeah, you could see it through. You could see, yeah, you see it through his go up through his calf muscle, which is, you know, you've seen one, you've seen 100. It's that, you know exactly what it is, and that's the Achilles. And I just, man, and he knew it immediately, mm-hmm. and I said, that's not. I felt robbed immediately. I felt cheated as a fan.
Yeah.
And luckily, the Pacers were able to fight for three quarters, mm-hmm. Two and a half without him. But yeah, I'm sick to my stomach for Halliburton.
Yeah, I'm same with you, man. I'm obviously, you know, watching the game and all that happens, and I'm like, you know what? Hey, Indiana's going to rally around this dude. Like, and they made a run for it. Then they were up at halftime by one, if I'm not mistaken. Yep. And then you're watching this, and I'm like, how long can they keep this up? And how long can they keep kind of this thing rolling when, you felt like OKC was the better team all along anyways? And they give them credit, man. They've got they made a heck of a run trying to keep this thing afloat without Halliburton. But in the end, we kind of saw what was going to happen.
Yeah, and the other disappointing part of it to me, too, is Halliburton started off so hot. Hit 3 out of 4 threes in the first couple of minutes, and Indiana, I mean, I thought for sure OKC was going to come out, throw the first punch, and Indiana was going to have to find a way to weather the storm. Indiana came out and threw the first punch, and that first punch was mostly Tyrese Halliburton hitting those three threes in those first couple of minutes. And again, you said it, Mike and Bo, they held on as long as they could, but then there was that, I think it was midway through the third quarter, TJ McConnell, as good as he was offensively and as much of a spark as he gave that team offensively, he scored like 10 straight points for them or 12 straight points for them in the third. He also had a couple of bad turnovers back-to-back that led to a 9-0 run for OKC. They had like three straight threes, and that was kind of the turning point where you felt like, okay, if things get away from Indiana and they go up double digits at one point or go on one of those runs, which they did, they were going to have a tough way to find their way back. And OKC obviously goes up 22, and they were able to get it back to 12. And I again, respect the heck out of Indiana for even getting it back to 12 at one point in the fourth quarter, like 4 minutes left. But you just knew at that point it was too much to handle. And on the other side of it too, just real quick, SGA, I mean, he proved – He proved why he was the NBA MVP and the finals MVP. Only one turnover, 29 points, 12 assists. He was so good last night.
Well, you know what's funny is SGA is actually the first thing to pop in my head with the Halliburton thing. A lot has been made about, you know, SGA wins the MVP this year, which makes him eligible for Supermax, immediately eligible for a Supermax contract.
Yeah.
A lot has been made about when he should sign that. Now, if he signed it right now, the numbers are over the next 4 years, he's adding $293 million to his contract over the next 4 years. If he signs it right now, if he waits till next offseason, it becomes over 5 years and it's $380 million. And I've been thinking about his situation with trying to make that decision. I'm like, man, I just wait. You know what I mean? Just wait. You're going to add 100.
Why not?
And then I watch Halliburton go down. I'm like, maybe that's why you don't wait.
Right.
maybe that's why you don't wait if you're SJ. Maybe you go ahead and, hey, I'll just take the $293 over the 4 years and just go ahead and cash that check in.
Well.
It's terrifying, man, I think, for the guy like that.
You do the LeBron where every year you opt out and take advantage of the increase, which is what LeBron does every – I think LeBron's done that every year for, like, the last 10 years where he's like
– That's what Michael Jordan did, too, towards the end of his career. He signed up for one-year deals.
Yeah, but those – it was a little bit different.
It was.
Because
it was.
Jordan was, do I want to come back?
Right, right.
And LeBron is like
– You know it's a money.
I want. Yeah, it's more of a money thing, which, I'm not blaming at all. You can point out the obvious without – you know, trying to cast aspersions on him. But if SGA, tears Achilles, he's going to make the money. They're not going to risk not signing a guy like that. The thing for me is what happens to that team when he does it. Because it's a small market team still. So, you know, and they have not been able to afford to keep guys together before.
Yeah, and they got one more year, I think, of everybody right now currently under contract.
Yeah,
and they have to start paying guys
because
Chet Holmgren and Williams and those other guys got to get paid after next year.
This-
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
This isn't the first time this team in Oklahoma City has had a big three.
Yeah.
And they had Harden, Durant, and Westbrook. And then before you knew it, there was just Westbrook.
Yeah.
And then he was gone.
And the even crazier part about that is the last game they played together was that last finals game where the Heat closed them out. Now, obviously, this is different because, okay, they won it this time around. But still, I mean, it'll be a crazy parallel, even though they're going to have one more year together.
A lot of people say that if Harden would have actually cared about that finals, they would have won that one.
Well, you know what's funny, too, is since they left Seattle, which was 07, 08, I want to believe, they actually had the second most wins in the NBA as a franchise behind the Boston Celtics, which I thought was kind of crazy to think about. But when you look back at the names they've had on that team and how many times they've had to break them down and add to it, and you look at the trades they have made over recent years – it's crazy. It's crazy what they've been able to put together numerous times right there in OKC in the last, 18 years.
And that stat is a little bit of a it's this. I don't really love that stat because there's a lot of teams that just do enough to make the playoffs every year, and that kind of bloats that, and then other teams, you know, will tear it down for so long. But we got to remember they were pretty successful with Westbrook. You also got to remember that when Durant left, was after the it was the second finals, right? That the Warriors lost to Cleveland,
right?
And they went seven games. The Thunder had them up,
had 3-1,
had three, yeah, and they couldn't close it out. That's why there was such an uproar about Durant leaving when he did, is because you didn't just leave and go to the Warriors. You left after being up 3-1 in the series that you on part of a team you couldn't finish. And then you went and joined them.
Yep.
And they won 70 games that year, the Warriors did. So that, I mean, he took a lot of heat for that, which he was going back and forth with someone over the weekend.
DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then DeMarcus Cousins said that they were getting in fistfights in the locker room. And he's like, yeah, that ain't true. Check your source or something like that. And DeMarcus Cousins clapped back and said, hey, man, I don't want no beef. I'm just saying you got bad information.
My source is somebody in the locker room.
right, yeah.
My source is literally your teammate.
Right. Because it was like, oh, like Bo said, I don't want any problems, but your information is wrong.
That was the ultimate keyboard tough guy because Durant's like, this is crap, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And then Boogie goes back at him. He's like, oh man, we cool, dude. Like, I mean, it just ain't right, but we cool. Like, no beef.
I think the opposite of keyboard warrior. I'm like, Boogie's just like straight up like, I don't want these problems, man. Like,
no, Durant was the one that was like, no, man, we cool, but
I wouldn't want no smoke with Boogie Cousins.
That's what Durant would say.
Hey, we could.
But here's the deal,
Max.
I don't blame.
Max Crosby can get it, but Boogie, I don't want nothing to do with that.
I'm telling you. Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, I'll say it to his face. I'm telling you one thing. That was the best thing because Durant was like, "Yes, you know," he popped back like it's a regular guy on Twitter or like Stephen A. Smith or somebody. So does Boogie clap back. He's like, "Nah, man, we cool. I don't want no beef."
No disrespect, big dog. No disrespect.
He started talking about talking like Karl-Anthony Towns if it wasn't an interview.
Well, coming up, we're going to get into the front page, and we have my Ally Mac drop. It's Motivation Monday. Woo. It's never too late to get a gold medal. I want to introduce you to my new idol. She is a beast. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.